So if you're seeing this question and this concept for the first time, this might seem pretty obscure, but this is actually very, very high yield that you know. Maintenance of integrity of basement membranes, okay? That's necessary for restoration of normal pulmonary tissue architecture. Sounds very specific, sounds very weird. I promise you, this is a detail slash concept covered on the Step 1 NBME exams. Okay, they like this concept. It shows up over and over again. So you see it once and you're like, okay, random factoid. And then you see it again and you're like, oh shit, this is like something that they test for some reason. But they want us to know. So maintenance of integrity of basement membranes is a requirement for normal pulmonary architecture to be restored following any type of infection or damage. So a variant of this question is, they'll give you some guy who had a pulmonary abscess, and then months later, after he's healed, after his infection's been cured, that there will be a residual scarring on chest x-ray. And they'll ask you why that scarring is there. And the answer would be something along the lines of failure of maintenance of basement membranes, okay? Or failure to maintain the basement membranes. And for that type of question, sounds equally pedantic and specific, same as this one, but that's just what they want you to know. Now, looking at some of the other answer choices, like fibroblast proliferation exceeding tissue granulation and tissue granulation exceeding fibroblast proliferation, those are just distractors. I was just being an asshole in terms of my wording of those. And then choice E, type 2 pneumocyte proliferation. That could actually, if you didn't know this detail for the question, that could actually be a very reasonable distractor, because you say, well, the type 2 pneumocytes are the type of cell responsible for proliferation. They're the stem cell of the lung, essentially, responsible for proliferation in the setting of damage. So if, let's say, you lose some type 1 pneumocytes, which are involved in gas exchange, and, well, type 1 pneumocytes are the very thin, simple squamous cells used for gas exchange. So let's say you had damage to those cells. The type 2 pneumocytes will proliferate in order to form more type 1 pneumocytes. So it's not an unreasonable answer here, but you still need to know that maintenance of integrity of basement membranes is what we require for normal tissue architecture to be restored. And then choice A, angiogenesis and pneumocyte restoration. Not unreasonable, okay? It's just not the correct answer here, okay? So I can't reiterate this enough. Just take home this detail and yeah.
That's it.